You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. Welcome back, friends. We're continuing on with the Sabbath series that we're going through. We're currently going through the 8 places in the New Testament where Sunday is mentioned and showing that not a single one of them is in the context of a Sabbath and that Sunday is not the Sabbath. It is not the day that we should go to church on, we should worship God on. That is Saturday, the seventh day of the week, not Sunday, the first day of the week. Goes all the way back to creation. So, number 4, we find that in Luke chapter 24, verse 1. It tells us that the women went to the tomb on the first day of the week, after they had rested the Sabbath day according to the commandment. And Luke 23:56, it shows that this verse is critical. These Christian women who love Jesus, they kept the Sabbath and rested after he was crucified. And this was written 28 to 30 years after the resurrection. So this is when it was recorded. Shows us that the Sabbath was still extremely important. And Luke is telling us the Sabbath is still there. And these Christian women are keeping it according to the commandment. This commandment is found in Exodus chapter 20, verses 8 through 11. And it proves that Sabbath continued after the resurrection. Not Sunday, because Sunday never was. So let's go ahead and take a look at the 5th place in the New Testament where Sunday comes. John chapter 20, verse 1. It tells us that Mary came to the tomb on the first day of the week, just like it tells us in Matthew, Mark, and Luke. John is in agreement with the other 3 gospel writers about the resurrection on Sunday and the Sabbath not being replaced. Think about it. If the Sabbath was replaced, why didn't the women go there on Saturday to prepare him and to, it was a rush job, trying to get him in the tomb before sundown and, the high day, Passover, that Friday began. So Thursday night, they're in a big hurry to get him into the tomb. Why didn't they come by Friday? Why didn't they come by Saturday? No, they waited until Sunday to go back with the spices to prepare his body and everything. Well, part of the reason is there's nowhere to go and buy them on the Passover and the Sabbath. So they couldn't go out and buy them. They had to wait. Saturday night, you can go buy your spices and that. I imagine that they were up most of the night preparing them. And then very early, even before Sunday morning sunrise, they're there to prepare the body, and he's already gone. So all of this Christian tradition, Sunday-keeping tradition about sunrise, Sunday morning services, even if we ignore the fact that it is all part of paganism, where you worship the sun god, not the son of God, he was already resurrected when they got there, and it was still dark Sunday morning. So, what are we going to do with that? Well, I got a proposal for you, a really wild proposal. Why don't you ignore the pagan traditions and keep the biblical? Why don't you do what God says and worship on Saturday? The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It is produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.